So, before we go weiter, and really, now we're in the home stretch of the Masechta, so the Mishnah is going to really revert back to the early part of the Masechta, and really, everything's going to come colliding now. Meaning, Masechta's Megillah, the first part of it, really the first 20 or so dafin, dealt with the halachos of Megillah, and the Purim story, and all the Divrei Agada, and then we pivoted from Mikra Megillah to Kriyas HaTorah, which is very much Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'Oseh Inyan. We had several dafin related to Kriyas HaTorah, and then we continued digressing from our digression. We went from the laws of Kriyas HaTorah to the laws of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which, of course, is the Makom of Kriyas HaTorah. So now we're going to almost put it all together. We're going to discuss halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, which is also Negeya, halachas of the Beis HaKnesses, but also the halachas of Purim. How so? So the Mishnah now is going to talk about the Dalit Parshias. So the Dalit Parshias we're all familiar with, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, and Parshas HaChodesh. They're all associated with Chodesh Adar, which means they're all somewhat related, maybe, to Purim. We'll see, not really. But they're somewhat related to, for sure, Chodesh Adar. That's when you read the Dalit Parshias, so it's Kriyas HaTorah, it's all coming together. So just a very, very brief introduction. So we know the idea of the Seder Parshias, and really the Mishnah now is going to get into the basic halachas when we read each one of the Parshias, but why is it that we read the Dalit Parshias? So you would think that there's like a unit of four. Right? There's four parshias in your tefillin, there's four tzitzis on your baget, there's four parshias. But the truth is, one has really nothing to do with the other. They go down as Dalit parshias, and it almost feels like a coincidence that we read them all at the same time. In theory, maybe, I don't know, some of them could have been in the summer, one in the winter, one in Kislev Chesnish, but they go down as the Dalit parshias. But here's the point. They're really all very, very different. So, just as far as an introduction, we'll read the words of the Heilige Chafetz Chaim, which is his introduction to the Dalit Parshiyah. It's in Hilchas Megillah. It's in Simen Tov Reish Pehe. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Ev Avayer Bekitzer Inyan Dalit Parshiyah. I'm going to explain to Bekitzer. It's one paragraph. Bekitzer the Dalit Parshiyah. Chazal Tiknu Likreis Dalit Parshiyah Bishana Mireish Chodesh Adar Ad Reish Chodesh Nisan. Chazal wanted that we should read from a Sefer Torah four parshiyos. And when do we read those four parashiyos? Four different Shabbosim. And the four Shabbosim begin from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and they go until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the reason is, lezichrin dalet dvar. It's to remember four things. Vehem elo. And the following are the four things Chazal wanted us to remember. Harishayna. The first one is he Parshas Shkolim. The first one of the parashiyos we read is Parshas Shkolim. Lezichroin mitzvahs machtes hashekel. And the reason is because there's an idea to remember the mitzvah of machtes hashekel. Shehoyah mechuyavim litain lelishka lekarben atame b'chal shana. Once upon a time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, every yid had to give a machtes hashekel. The machtes hashekel was his way of buying in to the karbanos sibur. It was one time a year, wasn't a very expensive contribution. Ha'ashal ha'yarbe v'adal ha'yame. But it was a machzah shekel. This is what every person was supposed to get. So to remember the machzah shekel, we read the parashah of Shkolim. Hashnia, the second is he parashah Zachar. Liskar Maisa Amalek. We want to remember the Maisa Amalek. V'koyer noisa b'shabesh lifnei Purim. We always read it during the week before Purim. Lissamcha the Maisa shahaya mizera Amalek. Because we want it to happen at the same time that we remember the Purim story. Because the Purim story happened when we defeated Haman and his 10 sons, and they were from Amalek. And we want to first mention the story of Amalek, and then do the Maisim, Kedechsev Ayom Ma'elo, Niskarim first, and Nasim afterwards. That's why we always read Parsha Zachar before Purim. Hashlishis, the third Parsha, he Parshas Parah Aduma. That's the Parsha of Parah Aduma. V'Beshabesh HaKoyrin. And the Hebrew Shabbos Shekoydim Parshas Achaydish, it's the Shabbos before Parshas Achaydish, Shekain Hoyas Reifasa B'Midbar Samach L'Nisan. Because when they burnt the first Parah Adumah ever, it happened Nisan time. And the reason we do it then, and the reason they did it was, K'day L'Hazli Yisbaas Yisrael Be'ifer Achatas Mi'ad Achar HaKamas HaMishkan. Because as soon as the Yidin built the Mishkan, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they had to be Tahar. K'day Shiyu Tahar V'yuchlu L'Hazli Yisapesach B'Zmanay, they should be able to bring the carbon Pesach. L'Chein Koyrim Parshas Zul Litten. Here's a famous punchline from the Chafetz Chaim. So we read Parshas Parah because that's the time you have to be tar. Now the Yidden are going to have to bring the carbon Pesach. And that's when they did it. The first Mishkan was built in Chodesh Nisan. That's when everyone had to be tar. But the Parshas Parah Adum is about Tahira from Tumas Meis. So we do it around Pesach time because the Yidden need to be tar in order for them to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. And the Chafetz Chaim adds, it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah shegam aleinu yizrik mayim tahirim b'mehera. And her avias, the fourth, is parshas haChodesh. That's b'Shabbes haSamach l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan kidei lekadesh Chodesh Nisan dechse b'toyra Chodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim. So because haChodesh hazeh lochem roish chadashim is parshas is Chodesh Nisan, so therefore we read it around Chodesh Nisan. So again, there's four parshias. We'll see obviously more about it as we go through the Gemara. But the four parshias really have nothing to do with each other. They're four unrelated things. Parshas Shkalim is because it was a mitzvah machzis shekel. So why do we do that Chodesh Adar? The Gemara is going to say why. Parshas Zachar, because it's a mitzvah to remember Amalek. Why Purim time? Because Amalek and Amon are connected. We have Parshas Parah, because that's, you want to do it. You didn't have to become Tahar before the Karban Pesach. And it's a tefillah that maybe the Eibishter will be Zoichet to the Beis HaMikdash this year and will be Tahar. Like this, will be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. But Tairim, Parshas HaChodesh is Chodesh HaZel Lachem Reish Chodashim. It's Chodesh Nisan, so therefore we do it around that.